The question was asked, is it fair to start dating in situations where a person is a soldier coming home once every 2 weeks, or every night, or once a week, or once a month, or a person is visiting Israel and they'll be here only for 2 weeks now, is it fair to start dating? And my position on all of these is, so long as you lay the cards on the table, date. No reason not to date. Might be impractical. If you're going out, you're a sailor and you're here once every 6 months for 2 weeks, it might be very hard to get a relationship going. Fine, but that's not a reason not to date. So long as you put the cards on the table and you were honest with the other company before you started, date. How you'll work it out, that's a good question. You never know. For sure. And let's say a person knows that they're going to fly out in 2 weeks for 1 week to visit their parents. Should they start dating today? Yes. Do they have to say it in advance? I'm not sure. Because if you start dating today and you're up to date number 7 or 8 in 2 weeks' time, well, when you're up to date number 7 or 8, it's pretty legitimate if you have 1 week when you can't date. What difference does it make if you can't date because you have a bunch of tests, or you can't date because you have a bunch of meetings in the office, or you can't date because you're flying to the States for a week? It's not the end of the world. I could hear a guy saying it in advance, and I could hear a girl being upset if he didn't say it in advance, but I could also hear that it's not the end of the world if he didn't say it in advance. Because that's a one-time thing. Sometimes you have things in life where you have a week when you can't date. You want to be meticulously honest. Say it in advance. You could say, I know in 3 weeks I'm going to have a week when I can't, when I won't be able to date. I'm happy to start now. But just realize, if it advances, then in that time I'm going to have to take a week off. And you don't even have to go into details, because in Israel sometimes girls get very scared. You're flying there. Who knows if you'll ever come back. Okay. So I'm saying no from a... from a psychological perspective, sometimes it's hard to swallow. You're going to be across the Atlantic for a week. But if you really have a ticket both ways, so, you know, as far as we know, most people who fly there and have a return ticket come back. So, yeah, I think that's fair. I don't think you have to go into details. But for sure date, 100%. Unfortunately, what we see is that girls sometimes agree to date a guy who's in the army. And then when the push comes to shove, after the third date, they have to wait 2 weeks for him to return for the fourth date. It's not worth their time. Fine, I can't help that. But for sure date. That's, you know, that's those are the breaks of life. For sure you should date, 100%. Yeah.